But pans about what that heat a bit longer. It was a little more softer. Mm-hmm. And they'd put that juice in them pans, and they cooked that juice down to it made syrup. Mm-hmm. And they'd take it up and put it in containers, buckets, and mm-hmm. cans and things. And mule would pull that thing around and around. Mm-hmm. It had a pole on it. Mm-hmm. They'd pull that thing around and around and grind it.
What's the difference between syrup and molasses?
It ain't none. Just a lot of people like to call it molasses. Mm-hmm. Most of them call it syrup. Uh-huh. Old days they called it molasses. Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear it called long sweetening and short sweetening?
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm.
And you'd say cotton grows in a...
on a stalk.
Or if you had a big area of cotton planted, you'd call that a cotton...
field.
What if it's something smaller than a field?
Well, they don't plant nothing small in a field unless you got a stalk around the house.
Uh-huh. Well, what if you planted some sweet potatoes?
Got a sweet potato patch.
Uh-huh. Where did you used to keep your potatoes and turnips in the winter?
Well, we usually had a cellar under the house. Mm-hmm. Dug down the ground, mm-hmm. put a door on it. They mm-hmm. called it a cellar, and they wouldn't freeze.
Mm-hmm. What did you keep down there? Just the potatoes? Or?
Potatoes, anything we wanted to keep from freezing. Uh-huh. The corn wouldn't freeze because it wouldn't. But potatoes and turnips would.
Uh-huh. Say if, did you ever raise cotton around here?
My daddy used to. He used to raise cotton. Mm-hmm. That's all we lived on when we was kids, was cotton and corn. Mm-hmm. He'd sell his cotton. There wasn't no jobs then. Mm-hmm. He'd farm the bottom lands, yeah.
What's that?
It would be a pretty good sized piece of land by the creek bank or somewhere. Uh-huh. And that's all the land they had. They never did have over 2 acres in one place, uh-huh. in the hills. But now in the Delta, they got from 20 and 25 acres in one field. Maybe mm-hmm. more than that. It's such a level land. Mm-hmm. They ain't been too long raised so much cotton in the Delta. They just got to raise and saw your beans and cotton to who laid the real and the Delta. Mm-hmm. And people quit it around here because the boll weevils got so bad. Mm. They just eat it up. Mm-hmm. You couldn't make no cotton.
What sort of work would you have to do if you were raising cotton?
You'd have to plow it. They call it barn it off with a little strip about that long on the row. Mm-hmm. And you hold it with a hoe. Mm-hmm. You thinned it out. You leave 2 stalks in the hill. And when you got it clean, you go back with a plow and pull on each side. They call it a furrow. Mm-hmm. Furrow dirt on each side. Mm-hmm. Then when it got pretty good size, they go back and cultivate it. And plow it again, maybe have to cut the weeds out of it again with a hoe.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean when you say you're going to chop cotton? Did you ever use that word?
Well, it used to say we're going to scrape cotton.
Uh-huh. What does that mean?
That means wood. Uh-huh. I'm going to scrape cotton today, but now they say we got to chop cotton. In the olden days, they said scrape.
I see.
Because you don't do nothing but go along and cut the grass out and sort of scrape it.